What would happen if the government would always hire anyone who needed a job and couldn't find one elsewhere? I'm David Brancaccio. First, retail sales jumped by nearly 18% in May, more than double the forecast. The numbers today give us an idea of how much the economy is bouncing back since states started lifting lockdowns. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
18% is a huge jump. Economists were expecting sales to increase in May because that's when states started to lift their lockdowns. But the projections were 8%. And if you dig into the numbers, clothing sales in May jumped by 188%. The context here, they're still down compared to May of last year. For clothing sales, they're down by 63%. Overall, retail sales down by 6%. So consumer spending is still recovering, but these are good numbers. Keep in mind, coronavirus cases are also growing in many states, in part because people are going out. So there could be new lockdowns at some point. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
All that shopping is boosting the stock market. The Dow is up 653 points, 2.5%. The S&P is up 2.4% in early trading here. The NASDAQ up 2.1%. The person who is arguably the most powerful single economic policymaker in the country is Fed Chair Jerome Powell. He starts 2 days of congressional testimony by video, starting before the Senate Banking Committee in a couple of minutes. He's due to follow up on some of his recent dire predictions. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Expect Powell to elaborate on his pessimistic forecast after last week's Fed meeting when he pointed out that millions of people who have lost their jobs may not get those jobs back. Tim Dewey is an economist at the University of Oregon.
The Fed's projection is for unemployment at the end of this year to be 9.3%, which we all believe is a pretty grim outlook.
The Fed is also predicting that GDP, the country's total economic output, will end the year down 6.5% from the fourth quarter of 2019. Francis Donald, chief economist at Manulife Investment Management, expects Powell to urge Congress to pass another relief bill.
But my sense is that Chair Powell is really going to try to highlight and underline as much as he can that his policies alone are simply not enough.
Donald says Powell will emphasize that the economy won't bounce back quickly, and we have a long road ahead. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
There's a new video game that'll be available only by doctor's prescription. The FDA has approved a game called Endeavor RX to treat some forms of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. The game from Akili Interactive Labs was shown to help 8 to 12-year-olds in clinical trials. Users move an alien avatar through a course that adapts to the reactions of the player/patient. The head of the United Nations said this spring that what follows COVID-19 must be a new economy. On a regular basis here, we're hearing from people with big ideas for going from putting the economy back to where it was before the pandemic to making it work for more people. Today, in our Reimagining the Economy project, a proposal to eliminate unemployment. If someone wants a job, they could get one from the government to do important work, not just during big crises like the Great Depression, but all the time. I spoke to Pavlina Chernova, an associate professor of economics at Bard College and author of the forthcoming book, The Case for a Job Guarantee.
Instead of doing direct employment programs as crisis resolution policies, we can put in place a policy framework. Well, that will be a permanent tool in the toolkit of policymakers. Even when the economy is doing well, if there are folks looking for work, the public sector can provide public service employment opportunities that are good, well paid for those who need them.
Can we afford it? I mean, you know, a massive ongoing program to keep people employed on the government tab, on the taxpayer tab. I know interest rates are low, but it will have a cost.
Well, the cost is real. The cost is not doing anything and allowing mass unemployment and all of the associated social and economic costs. We just passed a $2.2 trillion CARES Act budget. That is large and unprecedented by any standards. So we can certainly pass a budget to create, for example, a jobs guarantee that would employ 20 million people to the tune of $500, $600 billion.
And the private sector could learn to pay more because it would be competing for workers. And we start to see a bit of it at quote-unquote full employment.
The private sector either hires from a pool of unemployed or hires from a pool of employed. Private firms don't like to hire the unemployed. They prefer to poach from competitors. They prefer people who have work, who have smaller gaps in their resumes. So the job guarantee will provide that on-the-job training, education, experience. Now, if the argument is that we should have permanent unemployment so that private firms should have the right to pay below living wages or maybe even poverty wages and use the threat of unemployment to create working conditions that are not desirable, then maybe that's the world we need to leave behind.
Pavlina Chernova is a professor of economics at Bard College and is also at the Levy Economic Institute at Bard. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
We're speaking to a range of diverse voices about reimagining the economy to go beyond recovering to what we had just before. The ideas are accumulating online, marketplace.org. And related, there's a report via Bloomberg News that the Trump administration is considering a $1 trillion infrastructure building program, in part to provide jobs and stimulus given the effects of the pandemic. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.